eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As far as Sunday's concerned, can we start with the greatness of Jose Budo? My man, Big Budo. I love Big Budos, and I cannot lie. And by the way, I get no credit for that. Because you know who wrote, "I love Big Budo, and I cannot lie," Pete? You know who said that first? Not me.
You said wrote, so I'm assuming that means it's either a tweet or an email. I'm going to say it's a tweet, and it's from...
No.
Morash?
It is not a tweet from Morash. It's not a tweet from anybody, at least not that I saw. Maybe someone else did it. And it's not an email. It's the Citi Field scoreboard. Come on, good man. That's a good job. That's good. That's the Citi Field scoreboard.
When they threw that up there, were the dancers on there as well or no? The Mets, you know, dancers?
I want to say this about the dancers, because before the game on Sunday, I went to Sunday's game. Obviously, Doc Gooden retirement ceremony. And we'll get to Doc coming up in a few minutes. I ran into Frank the Tank. And I do want to say this about Frank the Tank. I know that there are some listeners to the Rico who do not like him. I know there are some listeners to the Rico that love him. Frank the Tank, and I say this to anybody who asks me, is who he is. The idea that he's fake, the idea that he's a fraud, the idea that he's, you know, acting that way to get attention. I'm telling you, it's not true. Like, he literally is, you want to say he's too negative of a fan. Yes, he's a negative fan, but that's who he is. So I like Frank because I think he is genuine. So I ran into Frank the Tank and he says to me, he said, we talked about a few things, but one of the things that was bothering him were those dancers. He's like, I know these dancers. And I said to Frank, what I'll tell you guys now, the game I went to on Sunday was my fourth game of the season. So they have now played 9 home games. I've been to 4 of them. So I'm at about a 50% pace, a little bit underneath that. I have not noticed them. Like, it's not even something, whether it's my fault for not paying attention, that I'm too focused on the game or scoring it or whatever. I have not noticed their existence other than briefly on opening day. So it's not something I hate because I don't notice it. I'm being dead honest about this.
Do they not announce it? Like, let me put it this way. I went to that entire Toronto Blue Jays series at Yankee Stadium because my son's a big Yankee fan. They all wanted to go, whatever the case is. I noticed every single, like, thing they did every single day. Like, every inning they did the same thing. It was on repeat. Like, did they not put it on notice, on blast, that, like, hey, by the way, Met City Dancers coming up? Like, they don't acknowledge it?
I think they did. I just don't think I notice it. Like, I'm not listening to everything that's put on the scoreboard. Now, I know that there's a lot of in-game entertainment, so they'll play the hat game. You know, they'll put the thing under the hat and everybody will guess. They'll have everybody vote on what song is going to be the sing-along song in the eighth inning. They have a segment where a kid usually runs from third base to left field to replace the third base bag. Like, there's a lot of things I do notice, so I'm not completely oblivious. I think they mention it. I just don't think it garners my attention for whatever reason. It just doesn't, it's not. And by the way, I think that's a compliment. I think that means that it's not, you know, blaring in my ear and so over the top that it's annoying me. It doesn't mean anything to me. Like, my experience at Citi Field feels very similar to the way it's been over the last couple of years, other than the fact that they took a gate away from us, those who sit in my section. And by the way, I've had a lot of season ticket holders come up to me when I see them at games saying, "Can you believe they took the Hodges away?" I'm like, "Yeah, no, I know it sucks. Trust me, I agree. It sucks. What can you do? They're charging you more money and they're giving you less features, which is always a very, very tough sell." But as far as Sunday's game was concerned, obviously we had the Doc retirement ceremony, which I'll get to after we talk about the game and everything else from this weekend. But what jumped out at me and really has to excite you, if you're a Met fan, this has to excite you, is Jose Budo. And the reason why we now have to start to get a little like, maybe we got something here, is for those of you who watched the latter part of last year, who hung in there as things were getting ugly, Jose Budo was in the rotation down the stretch of last season.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And as you may recall, it was only a handful of starts, but in the month of September, Jose Budo looked good. Jose Budo looked very, very good. He made five starts in the month of September, and four of the five were very good to excellent. So if you didn't pay attention in September, and look, we talked about it on the Rico, what do we read from this? Does this mean he should be in the rotation? What does this mean for the young man? So we talked about it, but we also didn't know because it was September. 6 1/3, two runs against the Nats. 5 innings, one run against the NL champion Diamondbacks. 6 innings, one run against Miami. The mediocre start was against Philly. 4 innings, four runs. And then he comes back against the Phillies. 6 innings, two runs. Jose Budo is 26 years old. He gave you a good September. And now he's given you two starts to the season. One in the doubleheader. And then this one on Sunday against Kansas City, in which he's looked very, very good. And the one on Sunday, the one we're talking about right now, was his best. Because outside of the leadoff double he gave up to Salvador Perez in the second inning, he dominated. Like, this wasn't just a guy who was getting lucky. He got a ton of swing and misses. He had 9 strikeouts, including the side to start the game. He fought through the trouble in the second inning by getting a huge couple of strikeouts. And for the most part, was just in complete command. And the reason why this has to excite you is there are three things. Well, maybe four things if you want to stretch it out. Number one, the fact that this was the beginning that we saw in September. 4 good starts, which means it's now 6 of 7 starts that Budo has made since entering the Met rotation back in September have been very good. That's number one. Number two, 26 years old. Like, we're not talking about a 32-year-old they picked up off the scrap heap. He's 26 years old. And here's number three. DeGrom becoming a superstar when he was never even a top prospect, always puts the back of your mind that maybe you're going to find that next great, or just in this case, very good, hopefully, starting pitcher from anywhere. So what Jose Budo proved with this performance against Kansas City, and Carlos Mendoza made that very clear after the game, and this should be obvious to us all, is that he's in the rotation. And now Jose Budo's got himself a fair shot. And if he struggles in his next start, which, by the way, is going to be against the Dodgers, good luck, Jose. Like, you want to step up in competition, here we go. I think he's earned now. He can have a bad start against the Dodgers. You know what I mean? Like, not that we're not going to care. We'll care, but he can have that. I think he's earned that opportunity now to make the next 4 or 5 starts. And we'll take it from there. Obviously, if he struggles, you know, we'll have a discussion. But I think that his performance now was good enough in these two spot starts, the one in the doubleheader, and then the one on Sunday against the Royals, in conjunction with the four starts he made at the end of the year to say, you know what? This kid deserves a shot. So I'm cautiously excited. That's how I'll phrase it. I'm cautiously excited about Jose Budo because I love Big Budo and I cannot lie.